This is KVNF Regional News. It's Wednesday, March 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has awarded Colorado an additional $200 million in federal aid for flood recovery. As Benta Berkland reports, most of the money will go to Weld, Boulder, and Larimer counties.
HUD Secretary Sean Donovan says the devastation he saw last December when visiting Lyons and Evans stuck with him. And back then, he promised he'd return.
There is nothing quite like looking in the eyes of a family that has been through a disaster like this.
Colorado initially received about $60 million in aid from HUD. Donovan says the nearly $200 million additional dollars is coming at the right time.
Construction season is going to be getting into full swing. While we never truly replace the homes, the businesses, the lives that were lost because of this natural disaster, I know we can help you all move forward.
At least 80% of the money must be spent in the hardest hit communities. The state must now come up with a plan to spend the money. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Using the force of moving water to generate electricity is an old idea, but much of the 20th century hydroelectric technology led to the construction of giant dams across the American West and around the world. But big hydro projects can have a big impact on surrounding ecosystems. The latest in our Connecting the Drops series on water in the West reports on how Colorado is at the center of a growing move towards smaller-scale hydropower. KRCC's Andrea Chafin reports.
Millions come to this once desolate spot to hear the story of Hoover Dam.
Here is where man conquered this mighty river, placing a concrete yoke about its neck to harness its tremendous water and power resources.
That's an old U.S. government film touting the Hoover Dam, a massive structure built in the 1930s on the Arizona-Nevada border. It backs up the Colorado River, forming Lake Mead. In addition to water storage, the project also generates electricity for over 1 million people. Most energy experts and conservation advocates agree that hydropower projects that big are a thing of the past in the arid West. Matt Rice is the Colorado River Basin Program Director for American Rivers, a nonprofit river protection and restoration group.
In the Colorado River Basin, I think that it's highly unlikely that we'll see something on the scale of the Hoover Dam.
But when it comes to hydropower, Rice and American Rivers are strong supporters, if you don't have to alter the landscape.
We're very much in favor of hydropower that's developed on existing infrastructure. In the state of Colorado, there's a lot of infrastructure that water flows through, over, under, that does not have hydropower installed on it. So we're vigorous advocates for that class of hydropower development.
This is most often referred to as small-scale hydro, generating electricity with the flow of an existing waterway, like an irrigation ditch or canal, without making any big changes to the land around it. It could be as small as a few kilowatts to cover some of the electricity needs on a single ranch, or it might be big enough to generate a few megawatts, enough power for thousands of homes. Recent federal rule changes have made it easier to win approval for small hydro projects. Tom Hunt is senior policy advisor in Colorado's energy office. He says in the past, a cumbersome permitting system turned people away from hydro.
One of the biggest, probably most painful steps for somebody that's looking to develop a fairly small project, they had to go through nearly the same process to get permitted as if you were building Hoover Dam again, which doesn't sound very appealing and really, I think, scared a lot of people off.
The state energy office developed a streamlined process for small hydro proposals. Their model got the attention of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. That's the agency that oversees all hydro projects on private land in the U.S. With bipartisan support from Colorado's congressional delegation, the feds changed their rules last year. Now the simplified permit process that started in Colorado is available nationwide.
I'll just go up the stairs here. You can actually see the high water line about, 8 feet, 10 feet above the the water that's in there now. So this is plumb full of water in the summertime when the water's running.
Steve Fletcher steps inside a small building on the South Canal, about 5 miles east of Montrose. Fletcher manages the Uncompahgre Valley Water Users Association. They send water from the Gunnison River through a series of canals and ditches to irrigate over 80,000 acres in the Uncompahgre Valley. Last year, Fletcher's group partnered with the local utility Delta Montrose Electric to install the turbine and generator in this building and a second one nearby. But Fletcher says there are still some local misperceptions about these new hydro projects.
You know, we're kind of going through a drought period the last couple of years, and I've been told several times that we wouldn't be in this drought if we hadn't put these hydro plants in. So there's really a misconception of the amount of water that hydro uses, which isn't any.
In water law, hydropower is considered a non-consumptive use because the water involved passes through the plant rather than being consumed. This local hydro helps Delta Montrose Electric comply with state rules requiring utilities to generate a percentage of their power with renewable energy. The company sold bonds to finance the project, and when those bonds are paid off, the Uncompahgre Valley water users will make money selling the hydropower back to Delta Montrose Electric. Steve Fletcher.
To me, it's a win-win situation. I mean, we're an irrigation company. And so we have to deliver water per the demands of the irrigation. All we're doing is using the energy of the water as it goes by.
These Delta County projects aren't running now. Irrigation water doesn't flow in the winter. But come summer, these two hydro stations combined will generate over 6 megawatts of electricity. That's enough for about 6,000 homes. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
Connecting the Drops is a year-long collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education.
Stay tuned for a special Pledge Drive Wednesday morning music mix with Jeff Reynolds. I want to thank Joanne, Carl, Russ Brown Gallery, Randy, Jamie, Mary, Dennis, and Tom for supporting Morning Edition and the regional newscast this morning. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.